This is Living the RV Dream, episode 170 for Friday, November 20th, 2020.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Happy Friday and welcome to another edition of Living the RV Dream. 170 episodes since John and Kathy Huggins passed the proverbial baton to me. And I'm having a good time doing the podcast. And today we have a couple of interviews. And the thing is, sometimes I find it hard to find things to talk about when I'm not traveling. So today, let me tell you, this is kind of unrehearsed. I just thought about this. On my Android phone, I'm going to show you, I mean, not show you because this is audio, but I'm going to tell you the apps that I have. I have a folder on my Samsung. It's called Travel by Land. Because I have another one called Travel by Air, and when we do international travel and whatnot, that's the one that I use, but Travel by Land. And number one app here is RV Parky, and that's one of my favorite apps to find, you know, not only RV parks, but like RV-friendly Walmarts or Cracker Barrels and all that. And every, you know, you click on the map and every location has like reviews, you know, by users like you and me. And I find it to be one of the most useful resources. If I was using the iPhone, I would probably also have in this same category All Stays Camp on RV. But a few years ago, they stopped supporting Android, and that's really regretful. The second one, and this one I don't use as much, is called Road Trippers. And Road Trippers I use mostly on the website, on the desktop computer, roadtrippers.com. That's what I really use to plan all my road trips, and it's really useful because it shows points of interest, and you can set it up on your route. Let's say I'm going from Miami to Denver, and show me points of interest within, let's say, 10 miles of my route. And you can do by categories, you know, by like art or by nature, culture, different types of attractions. And you can filter out however you want. I have a couple more here that I installed and I haven't really used. RV Life is supposed to be really good, but it's for some reason I can't get used to it. And I am. Going to give it another shot. There's also Free Roam. There are several of those that I installed here and I haven't really used. Now, the fourth one that I have here is actually a link to a website, freecampsites.net, and that's another invaluable resource, especially out west in more rural areas where it actually lists BLM lands and places where you can park. You know, overnight, for the night, freecampsites.net. The next one, Harvest Hosts. Yeah, I'm a Harvest Hosts member. And of course, Harvest Hosts, if you are not familiar with it, it's a database of wineries, farms. They have museums. Now they have also golf courses. Different businesses that will allow you to overnight at their property for free, basically. I mean, it is customary that you will go into the store and buy something, you know, to support your host, and there's a nominal, an annual fee. It's I had to look it up because it's gone up in price. It's $79 a year for the regular Harvest Host, and then if you also want to have the golf courses, it's $119 a year. And that's Harvest Hosts. Let me see what else I have here on this folder. I have a light pollution map, just because, you know, I'm kind of a astronomy enthusiast. I don't even own a telescope, but I like to take pictures of the stars. So I have these light pollution maps that tells me you know, places nearby where there is little light pollution. So you can see the stars, you can see the Milky Way. I mean, I live in Miami, Florida, which is a big city, and we don't get to see, if I look up, I probably see 5 or 6 stars in the whole firmament. So, yeah. The next app I have here, Where Am I? Where am I with exclamation point, I mean, with the interrogation point at the end. And this app is really cool because if you don't know where you are, like if you have one of those like weather radios and you have to input like your zip code, it pretty much gives you your approximate address, your city, your zip code, the county where you're at, the state, and the area code, sunrise, sunset, and it even gives you the elevation. And this can't possibly be right. Apparently, I'm 81 feet below sea level here at my Pelican headquarters in Miami, and that's not exactly right. I think I'm at exactly sea level, but and it gives you your coordinates in decimal and in minutes and seconds. I mean, it's a really nice app to have. It's called Where Am I? And I think in iPhone it's called Where Am I At? Or it's something similar. The next app I have here is State Lines, and State Lines, it lists every state, and then when you click on the state, it'll give you like basic data. For example, I just clicked on Arkansas, and it tells you data like for shopping. The state sales tax, for example, here says 6.5% local taxes, and alcohol tax, gas tax, all that sort of thing. And then for safety, you know, if you are required to wear a helmet or seat belts or things like that, and if there are any bans like for cell phone usage or handheld or medical marijuana, that kind of thing, you know, the speed limits. I mean, it gives you all kinds of different data. Like very important for us, for example, for RVing, rest area overnight rules. And if here it says, for example, despite signage, overnight parking for RVs is permissible provided RV is in ready-to-drive state. You know, that kind of thing. And it lists that for all the 50 states. State Lines, very good app. The next one is my insurance company. The next one is Pilot Flying J app. I haven't really used it much. Then I have my KOA app, and KOA, you know, KOA is specific to all to that particular type of campgrounds, but it's when you want to do a last minute reservation in a pinch before 3 p.m. on the day off. By the way, the KOA app remembers you. Remember what rig you have. You just have to put from what day to what day you want to stay, what type of site, and you just gotta pay, of course. But and you get like points and discounts and stuff. Next one I have is Gas Buddy. And the name, as the name suggests, it'll look for all the gas stations near you and tell you what the prices of gas are at those gas stations. So that's it's very convenient when you're looking for cheap gas. I have one here. It's called U.S. Public Lands, and that's very important because you may think you are at a public land like BLM. And if you open this app, and assuming you have internet and GPS, you know, clear view of the sky, it'll tell you if the land that you're sitting on, it's indeed actually a BLM or national forest or what have you. It has several categories. I have two more apps in here that I wanted to share with you. One of them is RA Camping, and RA Camping is it's ReserveAmerica.com. That usually works for a lot of the state parks. In many of the states, that it uses that app, that system, and it lists other campgrounds too. So, and it has, you know, your history, so you know how much you paid at all the different state parks along the states. And the other one is recreation.gov, which usually works mainly for national parks. And those are two apps where you can reserve campgrounds, you know, for the state or national parks. It is very convenient, very streamlined process to do it that way. And that's pretty much all I'm going to talk about, my travel by land folder in my phone here. My main phone, which is a Samsung Galaxy S9, by the way. It's starting to show its age, but works well. Now today we have not one but two interviews, and the first one it's more like a conversation, really, not an interview. We're gonna interview Stacy from Wholesale Warranties. All right, our guest on the podcast today is Stacy from Wholesale Warranties. Hi, Stacy, welcome. Welcome to the podcast one more time.
Hi, thank you so much for having us back on.
Yeah, if you recall, Stacy from Wholesale Warranties was about a year ago, before all this crazy year that we've been.
Yes.
So, why don't you, for the new listeners and viewers, let us know a little bit about Wholesale Warranties and what sets you apart, in a sense, from the industry.
Sure. Yeah, so at Wholesale Warranties, we are a leading provider of RV warranties or RV extended service contracts direct to the RVer. So rather than necessarily going through your dealership, you can go online, get a quote from Wholesale Warranties. And what we do is we specialize in education. So we want RVers to know what their options are when it comes to RV warranty coverage and let them pick what makes the most sense for them. We are a broker, so we work with a couple of different policies, a lot of different levels of coverage, different deductibles. So our warranty specialists are going to work with you directly to find exactly the level of coverage, the deductible that makes sense for who you are as an RVer, because people use RVs in lots of different ways and one size fits all coverage doesn't make sense for RVers. And so we put the customer first. We're all about education and just making sure you know your options. And if you do decide to purchase from us, we are all about that after purchase experience. We don't just disappear once you sign the contract. If you have any issues making a claim, you lose your contract, you don't know your contract number, we're here. We have a full staff for customer service that is just here to help you out and answer those questions for you.
All right, Stacy. And right now we are coming into the end of the year. A lot of people are winterizing their RVs. Yeah. And you were telling me something about what happens on January 1st with the warranty.
Yes. So I know a lot of people do winterize their rigs for the winter, and you're probably thinking, why would I buy a warranty right now? But we like to get the word out that on January 1st of each new year, your RV is considered one model year older, regardless of when you purchased it, regardless of how much manufacturer warranty remaining. It's just considered a year older. It's an industry standard. And that matters for your RV warranty because age is one of the facets of your RV that we use to determine the cost of a policy. So generally speaking, the older your rig, the more breakdowns you're probably going to face, and therefore your warranty coverage is going to be a little bit more expensive. And so we like to get the word out that even if you are winterizing your rig and you're not going to be using it, or if you are using it all winter, this is a really good time to lock in your RV warranty coverage. And then you just get to go into a new year with peace of mind and knowing that you got the best possible price for your coverage by locking it in before January 1st.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And even if you don't winterize, I live in Florida, so we don't know anything about that sort of thing. But I do store the RV for a time of the year. And you don't know what you're going to encounter once you take that RV out of storage after a long period of time. So,
exactly. Yes, we do see the most amount of claims in spring when people are pulling their rigs out, getting ready for travel season. You're so ready to hit the road and you actually have all these repairs that you need. And if you wait to get your warranty until next year, we'll be happy to help you out, but we can't cover those already broken items that happen during storage and winter and sitting. And so it's a really good idea, again, lock it in before the end of the year. So when you pull your rig out in spring, if you do have issues, at least you don't have to pay to repair them. So.
Yes, definitely peace of mind. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for this announcement and always educate us a little more about warranties and that stuff. By the way, full disclosure, I am an affiliate with Wholesale Warranties, so I'm going to put a link in the video description for the YouTube version and on the podcast show notes so you can check out Wholesale Warranties.
Perfect. Yeah, get a free quote, no strings attached. We'll give you information and let you make the decision on your coverage. So happy to help out.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That was Stacy from Wholesale Warranties. And if you are thinking about getting a warranty, for extended warranty for the rig, now is the time. It's probably a good idea to get it. Now I have another conversation. I don't like to call them interviews because it's more of a conversation. And today we're having Sonia, the RV DJ. And if you watch my Friday live streams, you know she's been there pretty much every single Friday as far back as I can remember her. And she's a DJ. She's based in New Jersey, and she's an RVer too. So without further ado, here's the interview. All right, everybody. Today, our guest in the podcast is the RV DJ, Sonia. Hi. And hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
If you watch my Friday live streams, you know she's a staple there every Friday and chatting. But today we're going to get to know the real Sonia a little more, the real RV DJ. And anyways, well, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob. It's glad to have you on. It's definitely an honor. And I'm looking forward to answering any questions that you might have.
First of all, since obviously you are in an RV there, and that's part of the name, the RV DJ, how did you start? Are you full-timing? How did you start RVing? That kind of thing.
No, we're not full-time. I live about 2 hours north of the campground. So I travel every Friday afternoon after work, come down for the weekend, and depending on how many gigs I have on a Saturday, sometimes I have one, sometimes I have a double. So I could be out from 10 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, just jumping from one campground to another. And then we come back, and then, you know, we leave on, you know, late Sunday morning, and then we go back home, and I just repeat the process every week.
So you pretty much spend every weekend in camping in your RV, and then, well, that's cool. That's a cool way to do it.
It's on a seasonal site, so we don't have to tow it back and forth or anything like that. So it just stays here year-round. And we just close it up in the wintertime and come back in April and start all over again.
Right. See, yeah, because you're in New Jersey, so at some point you're going to have to winterize, I suppose.
Yeah, next weekend is actually the last weekend that the seasonals are allowed to be here, so we have to close up next weekend. And then the campground actually itself closes on the 18th, so there will be no water after that. The electric will be on, but you know, you can't use anything. You know, the laundry and the bathrooms and everything will all be winterized and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there'll still be people here working, maintenance people working and stuff, but you just can't stay here.
And you're in the Cape May area, right? Cape May,
yeah,
New Jersey?
We're at Mays Landing RV Resort, which is about 40 minutes from Cape May. It's not that far, but you know, straight shot down the parkway. It's in Atlantic County, which is above Cape May County, mm-hmm. but it's not that far. It's not that far away.
Now, that seems like a pretty good gig, you know? You're going every weekend and DJing at different campgrounds. How did you get started doing that? I mean, that's something I might want to do at some point, you know?
It's actually a really cool gig. I've actually owned the business for 25 years. We started it in April of 95 when I was 21 years old. I was born in 73, so I'm only a couple of years younger than you are. So we started in 95. I really didn't get into the campground thing. My first gig at a campground was in the late 90s up in the Poconos at Timothy Lake North, which was now it's not so much, but now back then it was a booming campground. Always busy, always had some kind of dance. I would play up there for New Year's Eve every year because it was open year-round because of all the skiing in the Poconos. So you could go up there year round. And then as things changed and times went on, I was out of there and I was kind of slow and it was kind of a low time in my life because there wasn't a lot going on with the DJing because in my area where I live in North Jersey, there's a ton of DJs. So I wasn't getting a lot of work and it was really, really getting me down. Like I was really dark about it. And I was at the point where I was going to sell everything, you know, just say the heck with this, like, it's not working. I'm done. I'm finished. And, you know, everybody was like, no, you can't do that. You have so much money, you know, have money invested in this and everything. So I said, all right, I'll give it one more shot. You know, so I started contacting the campgrounds down the shore, down here. And I contacted this one called Lake and Shore RV. It was called Lake and Shore Campground at the time, down in Ocean View, which is in Cape May County, about 15 minutes from Wildwood, Cape May area. And I got in there for an audition. And they said, yeah, you know, we're having a Thanksgiving thing. You know, if you want to come in, we'll you know, have you play for that. And from there on, it was just a land. It was just snowballed. You know, I went from that campground, and then word got out to there another campground down the road, to another campground, to another campground. And next thing you know, here I am. I'm playing five campgrounds that are owned by the same corporation and one that is outside the system. So now I'm working at six, all within the past 15 years. So I've been actually with the campgrounds for 15 years, just doing the same thing every year, just playing doubles and stuff like that. And it actually took off, thank God, because there was a really bad point where I was not ready to. It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun gig. That kind of happened to me. I used to DJ in the early 90s. I still have my two turntables and all that. You know, back in the day,
okay,
we used turntables. Then we moved to CDs and eventually MP3s. But at some point, like in the early 2000s, I decided not to do it anymore. But I'm glad you were able to find that niche. You know, that with the campground.
Yeah, I am too, because like I said, for a long time there was just nothing going on. And to have so much money invested in. And of course, you know, as time goes on and the equipment, you know, changes and things go digital and stuff like that, you carry less and less stuff. You know, I went from using a full-size van when I was carrying, you know, two folding tables and six cases of CDs and, you know, an amp and a mixer and this. And I'm down to, a Colorado, obviously, which I'm carrying. Yeah. Yeah, two speakers, and there's a lot less.
And then a laptop, basically, probably a laptop, and that's it, right?
Yes. I remember,
we used to carry crates of records. You know, I started in the records, and that was crazy. You know, I used to do cruise ships.
All those records.
I used to do cruise ships, and carrying all that stuff into a cruise ship, it was like 10 trips. You know,
that's bad. Yeah. But, like I said, as things went digital, you know, and I was a little leery about the digital thing, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know which computer to get. Should I use a PC? Should I use a Mac? What's going to be stable? You know, and luckily, knock on wood, you know, I use a Dell PC for my primary laptop with Virtual DJ. And that has, I've revamped it since then.
What software are you using now?
Virtual DJ.
Yeah, that's the one. I still have it. I still have it in my older laptop there.
I find it to be the easiest software to use.
Yes.
And I know, because when I mingle, I know all the people from the campgrounds, you know, so when I go there and I do a pool party or a beach party and I want to go out and mingle with some of the people that are hanging out, I can just set it on auto mix and let it go and go just, you know, go hang out and talk and, you know, stuff like that. So it makes it a lot easier, you know, instead of having to stand there and actually, you know, stuff.
The technology is so great, you know, because virtual DJ, you know, it matches the beats for you. It's like it's I still have a 10-year-old version of it. I'm sure it has improved over the years too, but
they update it once in a while.
Back in the day, you have to like match the beats by head, by ear,
and I'm not good at that.
Yeah, it's
I think that's an acquired thing, and I just can't. I can't think
of
it up for something. I practice so much on it.
I used to do it for fun more than anything. People dancing sometimes they don't really care as much, but I used to do it for fun more than anything because, you froze there for a second, but I think you're back.
And that's how you learn. You just have to mess with it and learn how to do it. That's good.
Yeah. Now you also have a YouTube channel, the RV DJ as well, right? Tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel and what you're doing.
Because you're
streaming almost every day, right?
It's getting to be like that. I mean, normally I'm not an in front of the camera type of person, but
you are.
Yeah. I was usually the one that was always, you know, camera shy and behind the camera and stuff. The channel started back when the pandemic started. I was laid off from my day job. I was a school bus driver at the time. So I have my CDL. And we were put on unemployment. And I'm not used to sitting around. Like, if I'm not working, I'm sleeping. You know, I'm always working. I'm always doing something. So sitting around going, well, what am I going to do? I got all this time off. What am I going to do? So I started, we were watching YouTube, and that's when we found you. So we started watching, you know, all your videos and stuff like that. And Jim says, you know, I'm telling Jim, I said, you know, I wonder if I could do that, but do it with the DJing and with the campgrounds. So I bought this, you know, knockoff GoPro off of Amazon for like $70, you know, because I wasn't going to invest too much money in the video equipment if it wasn't really going to, you know. And I got my phone. So I started making videos of my gigs and stuff like that, knowing in the back of my mind that I wasn't going to be able to use the actual music in my gigs because of copyright issues.
Copyright, yeah. Unless you weren't, you wouldn't be able to monetize it. You could use it, but they were going to demonetize those videos.
Right. Yeah. So I said, well, you know, let me go find some music. And little by little, I started, you know, I started with back in May with when we were allowed back into the campground because we were pushed back a month and a week because of everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally let us in May. So I did my first video was 25 minutes long, and it was a walk around the campground. Cool. And then I went on from there and there and there. And it took me a while to actually want to do my first live stream because I was like, okay, you know, I was just going to work out and stuff like that. So I can, you know, in a sense, I can say that, you know, you were kind of the inspiration for that because, you know, we had watched you, and then I just kind of took some, you know, little pointers from you and started doing stuff like that. And then I started making little videos and here and there. We went to Sunset Beach and we went here and we went all over the place and I started posting. People started subscribing. Mm-hmm. And I think I was at 100 subscribers. Right around, I don't know, you shouted it out. I forget what month it was. Maybe May. I hit my first 100. Mm-hmm. And now I'm up to 448. So it's growing slow, but you know, people are enjoying, you know, me doing the gigs and taking them to different campgrounds. And mm-hmm. then I started doing the lives, doing the trivia and stuff. So, you know, it's I'm getting out of that, shell I'm trying to get out of. So,
you know, and these things, they keep growing and growing. I think 400, it's in the short time that you've had the channel, that's pretty good. And you have this very tight group of people that you follow. You do they do you do the trivias and all that. You know, I jump in from time to time. And I can tell you're having fun.
Yeah, a lot of people came in. Yeah, and I'm trying to because how I am on those live streams and how you see me. And so that's who I am. That's not a front. That's not something that's fake. That's who I am, you know? And, you know, I guess people are attracted to the personality or whatever it is, but it makes them laugh and, you know, we have a good time with it. So that, you know, they always seem to come back.
Yeah, it's a good way to pass time. You have a very contagious laugh that, you know, that you can tell is genuine.
Everybody looks at my laugh.
Yeah.
Alan Chitwood says it all the time. He's like, oh my God, that laugh.
So
I'm really glad that you guys pop on. I mean, it's you know, I never expected that, you know, somebody that I started watching who does travel videos, you know, would pop into my stuff. But, you know, I really appreciate when you guys come in and hang out with us.
It's one of the things that I wish I could pop up more often. You know, when I had my day job, I had a lot more time to do YouTube, believe it or not, because YouTube was pretty much playing 24/7 right on my desk when I had my desk job. And now it's like I'm always doing something. It's
well, you're doing something that's related to your channel, so it takes up a lot more time. That's understandable. But yeah, I want to, you know, now that the season is winding down, like I don't have any more gigs for the season. My last gig was last weekend, so I don't. I have to figure out what I'm going to do for winter content.
What are your plans for the winter? Yeah,
I'm going to have a couple of interviews, you know, that I want to set up with people that I've already talked to about. Hopefully, you'll be one of them.
Of course.
And you know, talk about the musician side of Robert as opposed to the traveling side of Robert, which everybody knows about. So hopefully, we can do that. I got to just think of something that's still music related, you know, for the video, for video uploads and stuff, just to keep the genre of the channel the same, you know.
Do you ever plan to travel more? Maybe, you know, visit different campgrounds in the area, or you pretty much plan to remain static there?
Eventually, we talked about maybe taking, like I said, the trailer isn't really set up to do any kind of boondocking yet. You know, it's set up for solar, but it doesn't have any solar on it.
Yeah, they never are out of the factory. Really, you have to upgrade them yourself usually.
Yeah, but you know, we eventually want to take a trip somewhere, maybe close, maybe to Mayberry next October. You know, because Jim's sister lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So you know, we could stop there and then head to Mayberry or whatever. Hopefully we'll get down to Florida one time with it. Yeah. Eventually we'll branch out with it. Depends on my, because I have a new job now that I'm back at work, you know, back Monday through Friday, you know, it depends on work and stuff. And what
you could do DJ work during the winter in the South, if you think about it. You could. I know this guy who he does kind of the same thing that I do here at the lounge, but he does with the guitar, and he does like, oh, you know, he goes from campground to campground in Florida during the winter, you know, and
nice. That would be awesome to snowbird in Florida and do DJ gigs. That's something I also thought about doing. You know, that would be like a good thing. You know, find a place that we could sit at for 6 months or whatever. You know, and or if we had to, you know, go from one place to another if they set it up. With, you know, a site or whatever, just to do something for the winter time. But up here, now up here, it's so hard because, you know, unless you're doing a wedding or a private party or something, all the campgrounds are closed.
It tends to get cold, which is something I'm not used to.
Well, this weekend is great because we got 75 degrees and sun all weekend this weekend. So
are those now. I mean, for those of if you just listening to the podcast, eventually I'm gonna post the video too. Are those fall colors behind you there, or is that just like sunset happening?
I'll actually swing you around here. We got fall colors going on here.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You can really tell on camera, but
there's Jim.
Hey Jim. And but yeah, that, you know, the two or three times that I've been up there, I never time it right to see the fall colors. So at some point, maybe next year, I'll linger.
This campground is, definitely when you come up, we'll definitely take you around to see the colors. And this campground is really amazing with the colors in the trees. When I woke up earlier this morning, I was looking out and I was really surprised at all the reds and yellows and oranges and stuff that were out. So yeah, it's really amazing.
It's really beautiful. I've only seen them once or twice in the North Carolina, the Blue Ridge Parkway, but in any case, by the way, for those of you just listening to the audio version of the podcast, I'm going to put a link in the show notes so you can see the video as well. And it's the YouTube channel is called Living the RV Dream. It's a YouTube channel that I'm growing to. So, and I've got about 400 subscribers too. So, but it's gonna be the companion to the podcast. Of course, I cross post everything on the what's it called, the community tab on the main channel. So
you'll grow way faster than I will.
So, anything else that you would like us to know about you? How you got started? Well, you told us how you got started in DJing and how you got the camper, but anything else?
I'm actually conspiring. Well, not really conspiring, but I'm working with Papa Drew and Bob's Adventure on doing a virtual DJ gig from Jersey to Quartzsite.
That would be really cool.
You there? Are you there? Okay.
Yeah. You know, the internet is kind of on and off. By the way, how do you get a good internet at the campground?
I'm working with...
we're having some communications issues here.
You have to buy the Wi-Fi here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's coming on and off. I heard you can buy the Wi-Fi here. That's what I heard. Yeah, I apologize for those of you listening or watching at home.
There aren't that many people here. It shouldn't be lagging like that. But
yeah, it's lagging a little bit. You know, I can't wait for that thing that Elon Musk is doing, the Starlink with all the satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I already signed up. You know, I'm going to be first in line when it becomes available down here.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So you were telling me about the joint venture with Papa Drew and Quartzsite. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do a virtual DJ gig from Jersey to Quartzsite. Not during the RTR, but during the week that they're having the thing that Papa Drew is organizing from the January 16th to the 21st. I don't know if you're going to be there for that one or not.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to hightail it over there. Yeah.
It's pretty much we're going to stream music from here under the radar, from here to Quartzsite. We're working out the logistics now, but we think we have it pretty much figured out. I have to do a test run with Bob's Adventure on that to see, because he's out in Oregon, to see how well that works. The easy parts on my end, I just have to set up the link. They just have to figure out how to get it out to the people.
Yeah, that should be relatively easy. I mean, I could help with that too, if they need something. And Quartzsite, amazingly enough, it's one of those places that has excellent, at least with AT&T, excellent internet coverage. It's like for being so remote. Yeah. It's not so much
they have to figure out how to get the music out from their computer out to the speakers.
Yeah, that should be easy. It should be just a cable. You know, that's how we do it, right? That's the same way we DJ, and we get the audio out of the computer to the speakers. It should be.
And it's not going to be a live stream, so there's not going to be any copyright issues. It's all going to be done off, you know. I'll be in the basement, so to speak.
But yeah, you can make it like what's wrong with me today? My mind is an unpublished video.
Yeah,
an unlisted. That's the word.
Right, it'll be a private video. Yeah,
and that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're working on that, and then also for the winter, I have set up. I think I'm going to do some virtual gigs, like once a week, not through Zoom, but through another program that Jim's company sells. The company that Jim works for, they sell through CX. I can do it through there too. Without, it's all private. If you want to be part of the gig, you know, I have to send you a link, and there's no copyright problems. It's all like a private party type of thing.
Right.
So I think I'm gonna do those once a week or so.
That'll be cool. Yeah, send me a link. I'll be listening.
and you can come up on the panel. It'll be like, you know, you can come up on the panel because 3CX is similar to Zoom, where you can come up and hang out while you're doing whatever and listen to the music. So.
Yeah, this year definitely everybody has gotten used to Zoom. Zoom is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 3CX is, you know, there's no streaming hours. It's free. There's no, you don't have, you're, you know, there's nothing you have to pay after a certain amount of time or anything. Yeah, it's strictly free. So,
that's cool.
You know, there's no limit on anything. So we're going to, you know, we have that lined up and some other stuff. So I think we'll be able to get us through to April.
Cool. Well, thank you, Sonia, for being on the podcast. Anything you want to plug, any your YouTube channel or your DJ gig or whatever, let us know.
Yeah, check out my channel. It's called The RV DJ, all capital letters. And check me out. Check out my videos. And hopefully you'll subscribe. And that's pretty much all I can ask for, honestly.
Yeah, trivia nights are fun. That's for sure.
Yes, Rob always comes in on the trivia nights and he enjoys having fun with it. So,
all right.
If Robert likes it, then you'll like it.
Yep. All right. Our guest today has been the RV DJ here on Living the RV Dream podcast. So thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me. Glad I could be on.
And that's it for this episode. So great to finally chat here live on the podcast with the RV DJ. And I have a couple of announcements. One of them is Techno RV. And as you know, I'm an affiliate with Techno RV as well. They're doing this special private Black Friday sale. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes to that private sale. But if you don't get to do it that way, travelingrobert.com/technoRV will take you to my special page with them, and then all you have to do is like sign up for their newsletter, and they'll give you access to this great Black Friday sale, which I'm telling you, I'm thinking of getting a couple of things from them as well. They have, you know, the tire pressure monitoring system, or the surge protectors, the Berkey water filter, Mr. Berkey, that you see in every video in the back seat there, all kinds of good stuff, pretty much everything, all the technology products you would need for your RV. Now this weekend I'm probably gonna go on a quick trip to North Florida to check out what it's 99% now gonna be my new homestead property up there, you know, my first my little piece of, you know, forest up there, like my 1 acre of forest in North Florida that I'm gonna, you know, kind of prepare as a homestead, so I can park the RV and you know, it's a nice area. I eventually want to get like a small boat, because we're like a mile away from the Gulf of Mexico, and maybe I'll learn how to fish. Who knows? But that's the plan for this weekend. I'll tell you all about it next Friday. And don't forget, this Sunday, brand new video is gonna be. It's a long one. It's almost an hour. It's 52 minutes long, and we're gonna and it's action packed. Iowa and Minnesota, we're going to dodge not one, but dodge two bad Midwestern storms. And we're going to go on a boat at a lake house in northern Minnesota. We're going to see the headwaters of the Mississippi River, which is actually super cool. And more than anything, you know, it's all about the people and making new friends on the road. And that's what it's all about. And of course, unless everything shuts down and it's not looking good, let's be honest, I'm really looking forward to January and Quartzsite and meetings many more of you and reconnecting with old friends at that great gathering. So have a great Friday. Happy Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. And until next week, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.